At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit RedBarnInc.com to save a dollar on Red Barn grain-free canned food.
Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Good morning. This is Pat Council, and this is Designing Your Life Today. And we have an amazing show for you today on this magnificent Monday. I mean, this is powerful information that I'm going to share with you. And we also have some free goodies that I'm going to offer you at the end, and I'm going to tell you where to find those free goodies. So you want to stay tuned with us. We got some good stuff happening here. All right, we're going to talk about the topic of our show today is empowerment is in your purpose. So we're going to talk about how to stay empowered. How can you empower yourself? How can you, in a sense, make yourself happy instead of relying on someone else to make you happy? If you're not thrilled about your life, if you're not excited about waking up in the morning, if you can hardly wait to get out of the bed and say, wow, I've got so many things I need to get done, then you perhaps could stand to empower your own life up a little bit there. And the key is to find that empowerment in your purpose. A lot of times people will say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know why I'm here. Well, if you stick with our show, and I know you will, if you stick with our show, you're going to learn how to find your purpose. And you're going to be very certain that this is, in fact, why you're here. But if I had to give you one tip right away for finding your purpose, what is it you're really excited about doing? What is it you would do if you didn't get paid money to do it? Or what is it you would love to do and you wish that you could get paid to do it? In other words, you're saying, wow, if I didn't have to do this job so I could sustain my lifestyle or even have any kind of life, then I would quit this job and I would go do blank. Fill in the blanks. And there's an indication as to what your purpose may be. Now, I used this example with a person a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that she said to me was, well, when I fill in the blanks, what I came up with is I would be a singer. She said, but I can't sing. Now, you have to take some time and spend some time with you, getting to know you. And I said, do you absolutely love singing? She says, yes. She says, I love it. I love to hear singers. I know what sounds good and what doesn't. And as I listened to her talk, I said, well, have you considered the fact that perhaps you're supposed to be involved with music, but maybe not exactly be a singer? And so she gave it some thought, and then she discovered a couple of things. Number one, she discovered that she was really good at writing songs. That's the first thing. And number two, she discovered that she was really good at, well, picking out talent. And so I said, so this kind of starts you on a journey that can take you towards being more empowered with your life, because she wasn't happy and she didn't know why. So your empowerment is in your purpose. Sometimes we have a tendency to pull on other people to make us happy. We want to pull on a spouse, or we want to pull at a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or we want to pull at our best friend, and we want people to make us happy. Our children, we want them to cater to our needs because it makes us happy. And so we spend a lot of time pulling at others, or sometimes living vicariously through other people just so we can feel a tinge of happiness. You're not here to feel a tinge of happiness. You're here to be a joyful, happy human being. And in order for that to happen, one of the things that you must do is you must pay attention to what your purpose is in life. You're going to be empowered by that. And so some people say, well, I know what it is I'm called to do, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid to step out there. I'm in my comfort zone. I have a job where I get paid. It covers all of my bills. And so my life is good. Well, if your life is so good, then you should be extremely joyful and extremely happy. So if you aren't excited about getting out of bed in the morning, and it has nothing to do with age, think about it. There are people, Betty White, I always love to use her as an example. She's such a great example. Betty White comes across as a very happy person. And Betty White she's over 90 years old and still going strong. Now, we don't know how long that's going to last, but I'm thinking once you make it into your 90s, hey, you've done really, really well. But the point is that she exudes happiness still. She exudes youthfulness even being beyond 90 years old. And so when you discover your purpose, when you find out what it is you're meant to do, and then you decide that, wait a minute, I'm going to step out and give this a shot. Even if I have to start doing it part-time, even if because I'm not ready to really swim, you know, full out swim, hey, I'm just going to tread water a little bit. Now, I'm an all-in person, and I'm not advising that to those of you who aren't risk takers. I'm a risk taker, and I believe in just jumping in the water, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to float, and eventually I'll learn to swim. But I don't advise that to anyone, because that's what works for me. Do what works for you. If you're a person who's a little bit shy about stepping out there, a little bit apprehensive about stepping out there, then you know what? You want to tread water, or you just want to kind of get in the shallow part, but at least dip your toe in there and get started. So what does that mean? I came up with an acronym that I think will kind of describe that more clearly and actually on a fuller scale for you. You want to learn to roll what I call the dice. Learn to roll the dice when it comes to your purpose. Now, that's an acronym. And we're going to start with D. D is for decision and dedication. In order for you to be empowered by your purpose, the first thing that you want to do is you want to make a decision about your life and where you want to head or what you want to do. You want to become dedicated to it once you make that decision. And you want to say, you know what, even if I have to tread water for a minute, I'm going to do that because this is going to help me do life with power. This is going to inspire me. And always remember what I say constantly on this show. You got to tell yourself that I am built by design to win. And you want to have constant reminders of that around you so that when you feel like backing up or backing out, you don't. You continue to move forward. So you want to make a decision. You want to have that dedication to whatever it is you decide to do. You don't want to be halfway in and kind of halfway out, in the sense that you're not even mentally thinking about staying in that game. And you say, well, isn't treading water halfway in and halfway out? No, if you're treading water, you're in the water. And so my point is, at least get in that game. So make that decision and then become dedicated that, you know what, I'm going to at least get in the game. And I may not know everything that I need to know, but I know that if I'm in the game, eventually I am going to learn the rules of the game and I'm going to be the best player in that game. So D is for decision and dedication. Now, I in the DICE acronym is for intelligence, interaction, and inspiration. You want to learn what it is you need to learn. Intelligence comes about through learning more about what it is you want to do, or getting even just the basics of it. And so becoming more enlightened in the sense that you are learning about you, and you are education in a specific field that lines up with your purpose. You want to learn, become about your, you're supposed to use this purpose. What is this all about? And take some time to kind of let your thoughts and let your spirit talk to you and say, hey, this is the best route for you to go. I'm always amazed how people downplay their spiritual side. And have you noticed that everything on television and things nowadays are constantly convincing us that there's no such thing. And as a result, people are really out there hurting and they're not thriving. They're not getting what they want for their lives. And they're kind of on that gerbil wheel I talked about last week, the gerbil wheel of life, or the treadmill of life. And they're just not going anywhere and they don't know why. It's because you stopped listening to that intuitive side of who you are, that spiritual side of you. This is where your intelligence truly is. So that's a little bit different, once again, from specific education. Now, we talk about interaction, and I is also for interaction. Interaction, you want to connect with people. You want to interact with people who are perhaps in that purpose, or they're living theirs out. They're carrying those out. And if you say, well, some of those people, they won't even return my calls. I can't even connect to them. So if these are super famous people, and they are far too busy to spend time with you because they probably have a lot of people tugging at them. Well, you know what? The thing about super famous people is they're all over the internet. They're all in books, different books, and they're mentioned in different places. So do your homework and start reading up on them. And guess what? Keep it in your mind that you're going to connect with them and keep working to do that. And one day you're going to connect with them. And a lot of them are going to be happy to answer your questions. Now, they're the chosen few that won't want to answer your questions because of ego or whatever. Let that be their issue. Don't let that stop you. The other one is inspiration. Inspiration, under the I in the word DICE, you have to be inspired and stay inspired. Now, there's a difference between inspiration and motivation. Motivation is something that sometimes we keep looking to people from the outside to make us happy or to motivate us. Well, it's not up to another human being to motivate you. And it's great to listen to motivational speakers, don't get me wrong, but because they are going to motivate you, but it's not going to last. Inspiration stays with you. It's inspired. And you know, it's amazing because it's the word in right there in the beginning of the word. So it's inspired. That means it's coming from within you. It's already there. And so you want to inspire yourself. What will give you that inspiration? Staying connected to your purpose, paying attention to your purpose, getting excited about your purpose, telling yourself, you know what? I found my purpose and I'm super excited to make this happen. I am super excited about seeing this come to fruition. I am super excited about all the great things that my purpose is going to manifest into my life. And so the other thing that you want to pay attention to when it comes to your inspiration is going to spark your creativity. And that takes me to C in the word DICE. So you've got creativity, you've got confidence, and you've got collaboration. You want to pay attention to any creative ideas, any pictures that pop into your mind, any pictures that pop up. And now I want to kind of do my caveats. You guys know I always have my little warnings there. Sometimes people say, well, I get pictures of things that aren't pleasant. Well, that means you got to do some kind of spiritual cleansing there, okay? You got to bring the best of you out. You got to bring your positive side out. If you've been surrounded by negativity, or heaven forbid, if you're one of those people who is kind of negative yourself, then you have got to do something about that. You got to start taking in more positive information. You got to turn off the shows that are all about killing and all about about the CSIs of the world, the shows, those shows. I mean, come on. They're only, how many criminal shows do we need on television? If you watch this all the time, it's going to convince you that everybody's bad. You're going to be suspect of everybody. And as a result, that's where the phrase, oh, you know, nowadays people are so bad. That's where that phrase comes from. And what it does is it stifles your creativity because it makes you afraid to think. It makes you afraid to see light. It makes you afraid to think that you could actually have the best. Because why? You convinced yourself that people are so bad. So you may want to, if this is you, hey, don't get mad. Just take some action. The other thing is confidence. In order for you to be empowered and even be empowered to carry out your purpose or even to take the first step toward carrying out your purpose, you've got to have confidence. And, you know, the Bible tells us to get confidence because it has great recompense of reward. So you're going to get a lot of rewards and a lot of returns from using your confidence. Once again, it's like everything around us convinces us that the powers that be, and don't get me wrong, I think Oprah's great. I think a lot of the big stars out there are great. And I mentioned Oprah because a lot of times people are saying Oprah this, Oprah that, and Oprah said, or Dr. Oz said, or Dr. Phil says, you know, and the thing about it is they bring something great to the table. And the thing to admire about them is they are actually operating in their purpose. And they love their lives at least as best as we can tell. Okay? So, but they are operating in their purpose. How do you know when somebody's operating in their purpose? Because a lot of times they're going to serve a lot of people, but cater to their highest and best life. Because, I mean, a drug dealer can serve a lot of people, but that's not necessarily their purpose. It's nobody's purpose to destroy life. So the ones that are operating in their purpose, they're serving a lot of people and they are catering to the highest and best in those individuals. And so my point is, but when we look at all of them, they had confidence. So they got that reward. And so my point is, you want to be excited about what they're doing, respect what they're doing. You can even admire what they're doing, but never ever put yourself second place to anyone just because, oh, you see them on television and they're a big star, or you see them someplace and, oh my goodness, I am all in awe of you. Be in awe of yourself first. Why? Because it is your confidence that's going to bring you that life. And so we see these people and we think that, oh, they're so lucky. I wish I could have that. I wish I could have this. If you find yourself saying you wish, then guess what? You can. You need to change that to, you know what? I'm going to do it. This is what I'm going for. Because a lot of them started with nothing. As a matter of fact, most of them did. But they used their confidence to take them to where they are today. So use your confidence. And the other thing is collaboration. Hey, all of them are collaborators. They collaborate with one another. And you cannot get to the next level without connecting to a certain kind of energy, connecting to people who are about something or going somewhere and making something happen. You will not move the needle in your life unless you collaborate and connect with people that have that high energy and that have that progressive type energy in terms of viewing their life as always going to the next level, always going for highest and best. I've heard the phrase, you know, some people are never satisfied. We're not supposed to be satisfied. Now, there's a difference. When they say that, they're talking about the people who are complaining. But that's not what it's about. We're not here to sit around and whine and complain and be dissatisfied. We're supposed to, if you're going to be dissatisfied with being complacent. Okay, so we're not here to be satisfied. We are here to keep going up to the next level. We are here to always reach for the highest and best, to always reach for more, to always go to that next level. Because as human beings, we are meant to constantly evolve and go to that next level. You can tell when you're no longer evolving. When you stop evolving, when you stop growing, guess what happens? You're not going to make any money. You're not going to have your best life. You're not going to be a happy person. And you are definitely not going to be empowered. And you will not be operating in your purpose. So you want to always be in that space, or the space of people where you can get what you need so that you can go to the next level. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't want to be a vampire and go in there and try and suck the life out of every other person or everybody you see. Oh, woe is me. Let me tell you about my life. Here's the thing. If they are going for their highest and best, I can assure you, they don't want to sit around and hear you whine and complain about your woe is me stories. They want you to be on the same fast track with them. Now, does that mean that there can't be a compassionate moment where you take an opportunity to discuss some challenges that you're having that you actually want solutions to? That's a whole different ball game. People who just want to sit around and whine and, oh, let me tell you about me because I want you to feel sorry for me and I want you to pat me on my back and tell me it'll be okay. And then I'm going to come back next week and I'm going to have another story. Why? Because I need that. Well, that's not what it's about. Yeah, I know I did the whiny voice thing, but the thing is, that's not what it's about. It's about, listen, here's the challenge that I'm having in my life, and what do you think I should do? I'm bouncing this off of you because I need to bounce this off of someone, and actually, I'm kind of stomped for solutions. So between the two of you, collaboration, okay, because collaboration is the kind of energy that moves people forward, okay? Collaboration doesn't stifle. It means that they're working together for a common goal. It's not about, oh, come and do this for me, please, or, you know what, oh, poor me, this is who I am. And I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. And can you give me some of your money so I can have a better life? Now, don't get mad at me for saying that, because the reality of it is that there's nothing wrong with actually someone giving you money so that you can operate within your purpose. Why? Because there's going to be a return on that money. That's the difference between, oh, you're rich, so give me some of yours, please. Can I have it? So, no. Collaboration, once again, it's about that forward-moving energy. I think you guys get the picture, right? So I'm not going to beat that horse anymore. All right. And the final letter, which is E in the word dice, is you want to go for excellence in education. Now, let's do education first, and then we'll wrap up on excellence. When I talk about excellence or education, I'm not necessarily talking about you going to college, because if you say, well, I'm out of that game because I didn't go to college and I'm too old. And by the way, I don't care if you're like 99.9. If you decide to go to college and you feel up to it, you go. Okay. So the thing about it is, when I talk about education, I'm talking about getting specific knowledge that lines up with your purpose. That's going to bring that out. Now, that may mean college. It could mean trade school. It could mean that you go to take certification courses that will connect with your higher learning. It could mean that you're a person who you're a self-educated person, in that you like to read a lot. So you pretty much decide that you're going to read every book you can find that lines up with your purpose. I think it was Tony Robbins who said he read something like 700 plus books. And this was before he became a personal coach, a life coach, like he is today. And he's been for years providing us with amazing information on our personal growth. And so he read all of those books and he learned a lot from reading those books, and he has managed to turn it into not only an income producing career, but he has turned it into a program that helps a lot of people. See, you still see the connection there, as I said about Oprah, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz. So they stepped in line with their purpose. Tony Robbins stepped in line with his purpose, and he's putting out information and doing things that's bringing back an amazing return into his life. Now, does it mean that everybody's meant to be a multimillionaire or a billionaire? Hey, I don't know. I'm not here to say. I just know that if you go to the Bible, and people who talk down riches, we'll do that on another show, but I know it tells us to choose life, and it talks about us becoming wealthy. So I don't know what level that is for you, but you get to decide that. And here's the beauty of it. When you actually make the decision on your own, you're going to be empowered. So your empowerment is in your purpose. So get the kind of education that you need. And if you say, well, I don't know where to start, internet, number one. Number two, perhaps you could start with a book. Once you say, I think I might like doing XYZ, You say, well, I don't have money to buy books. Well, go to the library, for goodness sake. Start there. And then as soon as you get money, you want to buy some of your own books. Why? Because you want to keep a library of books. I think I'm going to put a picture up of my library, of all the books that I have in my house. Right now, I've got books scattered throughout different rooms, or I shouldn't say scattered. They're kind of stacked neatly. But what I did is I pulled down a stack of books and stacked them in a corner, because those are the books that I'm focused on for this month, actually for the next couple of months, because these are quite a few books. And so I have stacks of books, but I think I'll take pictures of my bookshelves throughout so that you guys can see, hey, that I practice what I preach. Now, I do have a college degree and then some. And so I do have several certifications. I did go to school for several licenses, real estate license, real estate broker's license. I went to school for a mortgage broker's license. Didn't take the mortgage broker's test because I actually decided, you know what? I just wanted the information, but I'm so not interested in this. Yeah, I know. I should have followed through. But that was back then. And I didn't because I didn't want to. But I am in my purpose. So the point is that whatever it is I decide to do, you better believe I am going to get in that feel, and I'm going to learn what I need to learn. When I was in real estate, I loved being in real estate. It wasn't my ultimate calling, but it was a stepping stone to my ultimate calling. And as a result of being in real estate, when I was there, hey, I had, back then it was cassette tapes, tapes stacked up to the walls, okay? I was learning as much as I could, reading as much as I could, and talking to as many successful realtors as I could. And as a result, I became an extremely successful realtor. And yeah, I made a lot of money. Now, here's the thing. Education. Now, let's wrap up on excellence. And then I'm going to tell you where you can get a few free products that will get you started. I want to make sure that you have no excuses for getting started. We are going to go to that next level. I'm telling you, this is the show where you want to continue to listen. If you want better health, if you want more wealth, and if you want to learn how to develop more fruitful relationships, you want to listen to Designing Your Life Today. And tell your friends, because we are working to get 1 million listeners by the end of this year, and we're moving pretty quickly, but we can't get there without you. So please share our show with others. You could actually download it free, and you can email it to someone who you think this will help, because we're all about helping people. And this show is absolutely free to you because of our amazing sponsors. So do check them out. Okay, now let's talk about excellence, and then we'll get to the free stuff. All right, excellence is the thing about that is excellence is all about a commitment. It's not about perfection. It's about you saying, you know what? I am going to keep going until I become the best at this. And it's about an attitude where you're saying and thinking to yourself that, wait a minute, I'm going to step up and step out with that confidence that says, hey, I am very good at this, and I am not going to breeze through this and just brush over it or just act like it doesn't matter, but I am going to be very attentive when it comes to my purpose. Why? Because I've been entrusted with something amazing. Each one of us, some gift was put inside of each one of us, or some talent. I don't know what it is. I don't know what yours is. I know what mine are. But the thing is that each one of us has something. Some of us have more than one. Some of us has one. But it's all equal in the sense that when you bring it to the forefront, you start to use it, everything that you want, you will get it from that talent, from developing your gifts. Okay, so excellence is about taking the time to develop that gift. It's about taking the time to develop that talent. And just because you have a talent, and I know people who have certain talents, and at the same time, they don't even take the time to develop it. They just think that because they have the talent, I'm just going to step out there and do it. Listen, I don't know of anybody, and there may be some people, I don't know of anybody who just stepped out there and just did it and didn't practice. So excellence is about practice. Excellence is about patience. Excellence is about preparation. Excellence is about participating wherever you can participate where it will allow you to use that purpose, to use that talent that you have. So excellence is key to your success in any arena. And you want to keep that in mind. So there you have it. I've given you the key to your purpose or your empowerment. And empowerment is in your purpose. And it's all done through rolling the dice as I've laid it out for you here. The D, once again, is decision and dedication. I is intelligence, interaction, inspiration. C is for creativity, confidence, and collaboration. And E is for excellence and education. Now, let's get to the free stuff and then we're going to wrap up for today. And you guys are going to be so excited about all the great things that we have coming in the future. Okay. Actually, it's already here now, but we just are taking our time about unfolding it. Okay. All right. We're still working on it there. Anyway, here are our products. The products that we have on my website, patcouncil.com. Every time the website is updated, and all of our websites are being updated constantly, but each time it's updated on a grand scale, then we bring you something free. If you go to patcouncil.com, you can actually have instant access to two amazing, informative MP3s that will really jumpstart your life, will help you start thriving in life, will help you start to put things into perspective for your life and help you get the things that you want. One is called 3 Traits That Will Guarantee You Personal Success. And in that one, I've outlined 3 very specific traits that you can build on that you want to acquire, and they will actually guarantee that you are going to be successful in this life, and it will not take you a long time. And another one, another free product that I have for you is an MP3 that you can listen to. That's 3 components necessary for designing a power life. Now, you want to have a power life. And a power life is all about being proactive. It's all about your optimism, your wisdom, your energy, and your results. And this is kind of a spinoff from my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. And so you want to use this this book or this MP3 to learn about those 3 components. And so they are necessary also. And if you, as you listen to these, you don't have to really memorize any of this, but it's about getting it into your mind. And guess what? Everything that you're made of as a human being, because you are built by design to win, it will do what it takes. But I provided you with these 2 to get you started, because you want to constantly put something in your mind that's going to take you towards your highest and best and remind you what you're made of. And so you want to listen to these 2 MP3s, and you can actually access these absolutely free. Go to patcouncil.com and you'll see the instant access buttons there. And you can go ahead and click on it and just follow the instructions, and you can have access to both of these MP3s. And I think you really are going to enjoy them. Listen, we've got some amazing things that are coming up also that are free. We got some free webinars that we're going to bring to you. And these webinars are going to be very specific to certain careers. You're going to learn, if you've always wanted to be a speaker, you're going to learn how to do that. If you always wanted to be a real estate investor and get into that game with little money down or even no money, we're going to talk to you about that. So you're going to learn how to do that. If you want to learn how to start doing podcasting and use it as an income producing mechanism, we're going to tell you how to set up your own podcast, and we'll have other tools and techniques for you that you can actually get. And that will help you become or turn your podcast into an income producing podcast. And we're going to talk to you about direct sales also. If you're struggling in direct sales, if you're not making a lot of money in direct sales, we're going to talk to you about selling, and we're going to talk to you about how to fix all of that. And so we want to bring you this information free because we want to help you do life with power. We want to help you thrive. We want to help you have that better health. We want to help you increase your wealth, and we want you to have more fruitful relationships, because that's what doing life with power is all about. And we may even invite a few guests to talk about the stock market for those of you that say, you know what, how are they making all of this money on the stock market? That's not my area of expertise. However, I collaboration, I am connected to people who are extremely good at talking about the stock market. So we've got a lot of great things coming up for you. And hey, as we wrap up for today, I want to remind you to get signed up for our newsletter. We've redesigned our newsletter, which will come in the form of a video sometimes, and sometimes in written form, in the e-zine form. And so you want to get signed up for our newsletter. You guys don't want to miss a thing. So our teaching video series is going to be great. So just get signed up. Go to PatCounsel.com and get signed up for those things. On DesigningYourLifeToday.com, you can find lots of information. Also, and one final thing as we wrap up for today, we have the power. We now have a power word or a power phrase. Sometimes I feel in the mood for a phrase. This week we have a power phrase. And the power phrase for the week is, I am ready to win. And you can find out how to win by doing what? Rolling those dice. You guys have an amazing Monday. Have a magnificent Monday. And don't forget to do life with power.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from?
Ha ha, no response. Classic.
Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.